Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Studo Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and right alongside is Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
Are you tick full?
I am so excited.
I'm just full. I've ate too much. What's your favorite kind of pie? I didn't even ask you yesterday.
Well, I generally don't really go for the pie that much. Right, I'm so more of the cake girl.
Okay, cake. So what kind of cake?
Cake.
What is your dessert?
It's actually a pumpkin roll.
A pumpkin roll.
Which is a cake.
With the cream cheese kind of?
Filling. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. That is just good. Now, what's your favorite pie? You asked me, so it's your turn.
My favorite pie?
Yes.
My favorite pie is pie. Any pie. It doesn't make any difference.
Pie is pie.
Apple, peach, pumpkin, pecan. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
I like them all.
I do like pie, but I'm more of a cake person.
I understand that.
At Thanksgiving.
I understand that. So. I understand that. That's good. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today, we're all sitting around having our coffee this morning. We opened the refrigerator up to get a little touch of cream to put in it, and we're like, my goodness.
We've got all kinds of food.
What are we going to do with all these leftovers?
Yes.
But you've got a recipe to do with some of these leftovers today, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's actually a holiday turkey salad, and this is actually one of the recipes out of our food and nutritional calendars for the year. It's actually 2021, and I really like how they've done this because, like you said, you've got a fridge full of different food that you've got left over, and it's like, what can I do with my leftover turkey? Because you've just had turkey the day before, and there's quite a bit of that turkey. So we're actually going to be sharing this holiday turkey salad recipe with you today, so it hopefully will provide some inspiration on how to use it. So what I like about this is that, one, it uses the leftover turkey. So it calls for about 2 pounds of cooked turkey breast. You want to go ahead and actually cut that into bite-sized pieces because it actually is in the salad form. So you want to make sure it's got that bite-sized piece to it. You'll also need a tablespoon of olive oil. You'll also, for this recipe, need a cup of plain non-fat Greek yogurt. And so that's got a lot of protein to it to complement with some of the other ingredients that we have. You'll also need a tablespoon of honey. And you'll also need 1 14-ounce can of pineapple chunks. You're going to go ahead and drain that ahead of time. Then you'll also need about a cup of halved red grapes, 3 chopped celery stalks, and 2/3 cup of pecan halves, Chris. So what you're going to do is you're just going to heat the oil in a large skillet over medium heat, and then add your turkey pieces and just cook them until they're lightly browned. And then go ahead and set that aside and let that turkey kind of cool slightly before you get ready to use it. Now, in another small bowl, you're going to mix together your yogurt. That's your cup of plain non-fat Greek yogurt and a tablespoon of that local honey that you can buy from your honey producers in your area. And go ahead and set that aside after you've mixed it all together. So in a large bowl, what you're going to do is you're going to mix together your pineapple, your grapes, your celery, and your pecans, and then go ahead and add that turkey back in from step one, and you're just going to basically mix it until it's all really nice and incorporated. And then after that, all those ingredients are added, you're just going to pour the yogurt dressing until its desired texture is reached. And then basically what you're going to do, Chris, is just refrigerate that until it's well chilled. And then you'll be able to serve it, you know, after it's been chilled in the refrigerator. So it's really super easy to make this holiday turkey salad recipe. And like I said, it's got protein in it. It's got some other good things that you can find in season, like the honey and some other good combinations with it as well.
Well, I think we need to go ahead right now.
Yes.
Make that turkey salad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because it's early in the morning.
Yes.
Let's get that in the refrigerator to cool.
Exactly.
And then I don't know about you, Kristen, but I'm headed to the Christmas tree farm opens at 9 a.m.
Yes.
I need to get going.
Yeah, you do. You do. So Chris, what we're going to do is we're actually going to put this particular recipe on our Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page. So go ahead if you want to check it out there, or you can always contact your local extension office later if you just want to have it for future reference. So,
all right.
Chris, thank you so much.
Let's get to decorating those trees.
Yes, that's right.
And get that Christmas music on.
Yes.
Okay. Folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop, brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and our pals over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.